Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, First Time Home Buyer, The Complete Playbook to Avoiding Rookie Mistakes by Scott Trench and Mindy Jensen is a practical personal finance and homeownership guide aimed at readers preparing to buy their first house. The book focuses on the full buying process, from assessing whether buying makes sense at all to navigating loan pre-approval, working with agents and lenders, making offers, handling inspections, and closing. Its purpose is not simply to explain how to purchase property, but to help readers avoid common financial and procedural mistakes that can undermine long-term flexibility. Drawing on the author's experience in real estate and the broader financial independence conversation, the book treats home buying as a major wealth decision rather than only a lifestyle milestone. It is designed for readers who want clear, actionable guidance and a realistic framework for comparing renting and buying, improving financial readiness, and choosing a home that fits both current needs and future plans. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using the rent versus buy decision as a financial filter before making any purchase. A central strength of the book is that it does not assume buying is automatically the right next step. Instead, it asks readers to evaluate whether owning a home makes sense compared with renting, based on financial flexibility, local costs, and personal readiness. This matters because many first-time buyers focus on the emotional appeal of ownership while underestimating transaction costs, maintenance, and the effect of tying up cash in a single asset. The book frames the decision as an analysis problem rather than a status decision, which helps readers avoid entering the market before they are prepared. By encouraging comparisons through tools such as a rent versus buy spreadsheet, the authors give the decision a structured basis instead of leaving it to intuition. That approach is especially useful in expensive or unstable housing markets, where buying too early can reduce mobility and strain savings. The result is a more disciplined view of ownership that prioritizes long-term financial health over pressure to buy quickly. Secondly, building financial readiness before applying for a mortgage, the book emphasizes preparation before purchase, not just the mechanics of shopping for a house. It highlights the importance of improving financial fitness, managing debt, strengthening credit, and understanding how lenders evaluate borrowers. This is a practical angle because many first-time buyers underestimate how much their financing options depend on their pre-purchase financial profile. A stronger financial base can mean better loan terms, more choice, and less stress during the buying process. The authors also encourage buyers to think beyond the mortgage payment and consider the full monthly and annual burden of ownership, including taxes, insurance, repairs, and reserves for unexpected costs. That broader accounting helps readers avoid becoming house poor, a common first-time mistake when the purchase price appears affordable, but the ongoing obligations do not. By treating mortgage approval as only one part of readiness, the book pushes readers to prepare for ownership in a way that protects future options rather than narrowing them. Thirdly, choosing a home based on affordability, not aspiration alone. Another major theme is the discipline of buying within actual affordability rather than desired lifestyle. The book helps readers analyze how much house they can truly handle, which is different from how much a lender may approve. That distinction is important because lender approval often reflects maximum borrowing capacity, while personal affordability must account for savings goals, emergency funds, and future flexibility. The authors also stress that first homes should be chosen with realism, not just with the expectation that everything can be upgraded later. This includes considering location, size, condition, and monthly carrying costs in relation to long-term plans. The book is especially attentive to the hidden costs of stretching for a property that looks ideal on paper, but reduces room for repairs, moving, or investing elsewhere. By promoting conservative, practical decision-making, it helps readers avoid the common trap of equating a more expensive home with a better financial outcome. The underlying lesson is that a first home should support stability, not create fragility. Fourthly, selecting the right agent, lender, and transaction process support, the book does more than explain the purchase itself. It also shows how to evaluate the people who guide the process. Choosing a real estate agent and lender is presented as a strategic decision because both can significantly shape the buyer experience, the quality of advice received, and the risk of costly mistakes. For first-time buyers, this is important because they often rely on professionals to interpret unfamiliar terms, deadlines, and documents. The book encourages readers to ask informed questions and compare options rather than assuming all agents and lenders provide the same level of service. It also walks through the sequence of the transaction, from pre-approval and home search to offer submission, inspection, and closing, so that buyers understand what each stage is meant to accomplish. That procedural clarity reduces the chance of being rushed or pressured into bad decisions. In effect, The book treats competence in the transaction as part of the buyer's financial defense, not just as administrative support. Lastly, viewing a first house as a possible stepping stone to future investment. A distinctive feature of the book is that it connects first-time homeownership to longer-term wealth strategy, rather than treating the first house as an endpoint. It examines how early choices can influence future opportunities, including the possibility of turning the home into a cash-flowing asset later. This perspective reflects the author's broader interest in financial independence and real estate strategy, but it remains grounded in practical cautions. The book does not suggest that every home is automatically a great investment. Instead, it helps readers think about how purchase decisions affect future mobility, equity growth, renovation value, and the ability to move up or convert the property later. It also addresses whether fixer-uppers and renovations are worthwhile, which is a common question for buyers seeking value. The key insight is that the best first purchase is not necessarily the most ambitious one, but the one that preserves options and creates room for future financial moves. That long-range framing separates the book from guides that stop at the closing table. In conclusion, this book is best suited for first-time buyers who want more than a generic home buying checklist. It will be especially useful for readers who are financially cautious, curious about the real cost of ownership, or trying to decide whether buying is actually better than continuing to rent. Its practical value lies in how it connects the mechanics of home purchase with broader personal finance thinking, including affordability, debt management, loan selection, and long-term flexibility. Readers who want to avoid being rushed into a purchase will likely find its structured approach useful, as will those who want a realistic view of agents, lenders, inspections, and closing. Compared with many books in the homeownership category, it stands out because it is not overly aspirational or promotional. Instead, it treats the first home as a major financial decision that should be evaluated with discipline. That makes it especially relevant for readers who want to protect their options, reduce the chance of expensive errors, and enter ownership with a clearer understanding of how a house affects wealth building over time. And Endersound, if you would like to support Scott Trench, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.